Nothing but perfection exists. Until you have some taste of that in your own mouth, until you see something of that with your own eyes, it can't really compute. At least that's my experience. My experience is there was no way I could have understood that other than just as a nice concept until I saw it. And after I saw it, nothing that could be understood mattered anymore. So having said this now a number of times publicly, I've gotten myself into some deep doo-doo because one of the horrors of my job is people actually remember what you say. And then you have to answer for it again later. So let me expand, clarify, so that there's, so I do the best I know how to do to have no confusion about what this means, even as a concept. And the real question you bring up is a good one, a logical one. Well, what about if all really is perfect, and I felt like committing suicide, had I committed suicide, why isn't that perfect? And believe it or not, it can be answered. Has to be answered because it's a logical question. The perfection of all that is has nothing whatsoever to do with our perception. Our perception will continue to be, and how could it be otherwise, under any circumstances, that the horrific murder of a child by some sadistic, psychotic maniac is wrong. How could you ever see it different? How can anyone ever see it different? On that level of things, perfect and imperfect make sense. Right and wrong make sense. Good and bad make sense. That's the human level. The human level is tremendously limited, based on mind interpretations, based on mental understanding, based on conceptual approach. And perfection is not a concept. Just like life is not a concept, just like existence is not a concept, just like God is not a concept, just like truth is not a concept. They all sound like concepts because we discuss them as concepts. We think of them, we hold them as concepts, as ideas. And the limits of language and communication are such that that objectifies them and makes them seem valid as ideas. And then we have a narrow approach. Then we lose contact with the non-conceptual nature of any or all of these. We mistake the map for the territory. We mistake the concept for the thing itself. Sure, we can talk about life as a concept, but life is not a concept. Life breathes, life moves, life palpitates. There's no way to conceptualize the livingness of life. It can't be captured conceptually. You have to move out of the conceptual and come at it from a different door. Same with God. Same with truth. Same with love. Same with any of the big words.